DoD is Joint Information Environment and the Intelligence Community Information Technology Enterprise. Both started at about the same time and for similar reasons. The two large government communities realized they needed to consolidate their stovepiped and expensive IT infrastructures in order to survive a federal budget downturn. The two initiatives have gone forward in a parallel but mostly unconnected fashion until now, but DoD and IC leaders say they're finding ways to leverage one another's work. Al Tarasic, the intelligence community's chief information officer, says his office has just launched a new partnership with the Defense Information Systems Agency, DoD's lead agency for implementing JIE. Their first official meeting was last month. In the early stages of the collaboration, the groups are looking for ways to extend some of the enterprise IT services the IC is building for EyeSight into the lower-level secret and unclassified domains for JIE.
This is an important and strategic partnership for us, as DISA will be able to leverage a significant experience in establishing and operating enterprise-class IT services, as well as ensuring interoperability between systems connected to and sharing within EyeSight and with JIE. We are in discussions with DISA about providing these critical services on the secret and unclassified cloud hosting environment, both infrastructure and platform services, to provision IT infrastructure on demand, including virtual server, storage, network, platforms similar to those offered to DoD components, identification, authentication, and authorization services, common identity management, access control framework, including digital policy management and entitlement, which is attribute management, a single identity source for authorized users of both the network and access to information to which they are authorized.
Tarasic, speaking at the JIE Mission Partner Symposium in Baltimore, said the DoD and IC are also looking at ways to share a common set of enterprise management services.
Basically, help desk and service desk for problem reporting, management, resolution, monitoring of operational status of other EyeSight services. We're excited about this growing partnership with DITSA. It wouldn't be taking place if not for the leadership of Lieutenant General Hawkins and his team. This has long been needed for the IC, and I'm really glad that we finally are getting on with it.
After 2.5 years of planning EyeSight's architecture, Tarasic says the IC is getting on with the implementation of several aspects of that environment's shared services model. In the EyeSight construct, the DNI is assigned each of the large intelligence agencies with the responsibility to act as service providers to the rest of the community.
It took longer than we thought to get the infrastructure developed, but we have put in place the foundational pieces, and they're actually operating. We are now at a point where the services are being scaled to allow the entire IC to begin transitioning their mission processes to the new EyeSight shared digital platform.
For example, the government cloud computing service the NSA has been developing for EyeSight is now up and running.
The IC cloud, for example, is operational. We call this the GovCloud for now. It's being provided by NSA. It not only features utility services, but data services as well, where we are now able to ingest a wide range of data in the same place, utilizing same indices in a consistent set of extraction tools. It has safeguarding protections built in to allow information to be shared to only those who are authorized to see it. And it's a single place to correlate and use available analytical tools to find new patterns. Initially, we purposely chose to ingest some of the more security challenging mission data sets so we could build in the right security controls from the start, which is the right way to do this. That process has gone very well for us.
The CIA, which the ODNI told to share the cloud computing task with NSA, turned to Amazon to build a private cloud based on that company's technology. Over the next few months, the CIA and NSA will integrate their separate clouds into a single construct the IC calls GovCloud. Meanwhile, the common desktop interface the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the Defense Intelligence Agency have been working on has been deployed to 5,000 users so far. The DNI plans to expand that to 50,000 next year and add 50,000 more every year after that until it's in place across the IC. DIA and NGA are also responsible for building an applications mall for the intelligence community.
The applications mall is a key service that will help us simplify, rationalize, and expose applications in the IC. Since its inception, last August, we have moved over 400 apps into the new structure, and that number is growing every day. We have an accredited end-to-end security architecture in place between the desktop and the cloud hosting infrastructure. And in January, we cut the ribbon on our new security coordination center, which has end-to-end cyber defense monitoring responsibilities for EyeSight.
The National Reconnaissance Office has the task of creating engineering and design standards for EyeSight, and Terasik says that's also an area in which the IC is trying to collaborate with DoD, both so that they can reuse one another's work, also to make sure the IT architectures they end up with are able to share information with one another.
One area of strong convergence is in the area of governance. To date, we participate across major CIO governance boards belonging to both the ICCIO and the DoD CIO. Many of the standards committees and data element discussions are now jointly operated and often co-chaired. Most importantly, standards and architectures are being reused and applied in a standard fashion to all of our domains.
While the architects of JIE and EyeSight are now collaborating on their own respective IT convergence strategies, Terasik says collapsing those two enterprise models into a single one that spans both DoD and the IC would be a bit too much to expect.
The leadership of both believe that we're doing the right thing between the two activities. I'm not calling them programs, but they're two large activities. They're both big change management activities. The DoD CIO, DI2E folks in USDI, and my team believe that where it's important for us to interface and to ensure interoperability with standards, where we have to jointly manage things like the cross-domain activities, those are the important things to ensure that information flows. We have to ensure that identities are passed, that we have the same kind of systems, the same kind of standards for that. But you can imagine in each one of our communities, and the DoD community is much larger than the IC. I mean, these are very large, enormous efforts. It takes a lot of resources to manage these kinds of things. Trying to pull them together and trying to manage as one just doesn't make sense. We're two different communities, as I explained before. To have either one of us tied directly at the hip and waiting for the other to make a move so we could make a move would really bog us both down. We've all agreed from the beginning that these two programs need to be tied together in certain areas, but not in other areas.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.